This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
That the FBI, that paid enforcements for the FBI had suggested and had incited the conduct. Let me ask you, how many FBI agents were disciplined or reprimanded? Well, the special agent in charge of that case has now been sent to D.C., to the Washington, D.C. office, and now leads the investigation regarding January 6th.
That took guts. We need guts. I'm promoting you.
You got a lot of problems, don't you?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The price of the pump is now less than $3.99 a gallon in more than half of the gas stations in America.
What do you want, a medal?
Gas prices are coming down. They're down almost a dollar a gallon.
Dollar? I've never seen a dollar. Nobody's got a dollar. Let us see the dollar.
And we're making progress.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number to call if you'd like to join us here this afternoon. Biden's border crisis comes to blue cities. That's the headline right now on Fox News Channel. It's actually been there for, the immigration crisis has been in the blue cities for a long time, but now it's just getting worse and worse because that's the way the Democrats want it. They want to cause more turmoil. 844-500-4242. Fox News. Have monkeypox? CDC advises no sex, but set... Should I read this?
It's the dinner hour. You can clean it up a little bit.
But says, self-pleasuring 6 feet apart or virtual sex reduces risk. I've got some more stories. I've got some more stories. Oh, here it is. I got another monkeypox story before we get to the chump line. This is from the Daily Caller. You know, San Francisco has declared a public health emergency. Well, the United States has too, but San Francisco did it first. The city of San Francisco, and as we pointed out, it's now common knowledge. It's not spoken about in polite society, but 98% of monkeypox cases involve gay men. San Francisco hosted a Sunday fetish festival, popular with gay men, despite concerns about the spread of monkeypox and the city's declaration of a health emergency days earlier. The Up Your Alley Festival, for indeed that is its name, is, quote, usually described as a bit kinkier slash nasty or more gay male centric than other similar leather kink and festival fetish festivals in San Francisco. How many do they have?
Is infectious disease a fetish?
The event draws thousands of revelers. That's one way to describe them, I guess, each year. The host organization encourages its attendees to wear your gear, your leather, or your birthday suit.
So they're more revealers than revelers.
Yes, that too. Yes. Mayor London Breed said that San Francisco showed during COVID that early action is essential for protecting public health. So, you know, they shut down San Francisco for COVID, which didn't really do that much damage except for people, elderly people and fat people and sick people, but they're not going to do anything about monkeypox.
Was London, Tony Tone there?
I don't know. It doesn't say, but yeah. Promotional materials for Up Your Alley. This is the gay fetish festival in San Francisco implored prospective attendees to make sure they are vaccinated against COVID-19, but made no mention of monkeypox. No mention of monkeypox. Okay. All right. So CDC advises no sex, but says self-pleasuring 6 feet apart or virtual sex reduce risk. Okay, thank you. Thanks for that update, Dr. Walensky. Time now for the Chump Line.
Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks in the community to recognize and understand that monkeypox is almost as deadly as COVID. In fact, I just found out that 3 out of the 4 members of the monkeys have died, and they weren't even in my nursing homes.
That would be a good poll question. Are you more afraid of riding on a MBTA bus or subway car that catches fire or of getting monkeypox? Because there have been a lot more, there seems to be about an equal number of fires on the MBTA. Yesterday there was a bus on fire on Washington Street, and it wasn't the Fung Wah bus either. And then now today, MBTA Green Line to close for a month north of Government Center as Extension Branch hits another delay. That followed the decision on Wednesday, probably under federal pressure and prodding, to shut down the Orange Line. Are they going to, what's next? What's coming? Are they going to shut down the Red Line or the Blue Line tomorrow? How about commuter rail?
Sounds like Charlie Baker should have been spending his time worrying about the Orange Line instead of the Orange Man.
Exactly. Yeah, oh, he was bowing and scraping to Kamala Harris yesterday. He's very disappointed in the Supreme Court's ruling. But then, of course, 3 of the justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade were appointed by that most disappointing president. The Chump Line is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one.
DeSantis has got the cojones to get rid of Soros' cronies, exposing the libs and all of their fibs and showing the world they're all phonies.
Ooh, I like that. Good job. That's a good limerick. By the way, why won't Governor Hochul get rid of Alvin Bragg? She has the same power, basically, in New York State. Lee Zeldin, the Republican candidate, congressman, who was almost murdered by a Bernie bro the other day, or a Biden bro, he said that the first thing he'll do is get rid of Alvin Bragg, who's letting everybody run amok in Manhattan, just like DeSantis got rid of Warren. Who, by the way, is no relation to the fake Indian.
Good news, we've added 500,000 new jobs. Bad news, they're all IRS agents, and they're going to audit us all.
Yeah. The new Inflation Reduction Act that they're going to push through the Senate this week has, I think, $80 billion for the IRS. $80 billion. The current IRS budget is $12 billion, so there are going to be a lot more people. But they're only going after the billionaires and the trillionaires, as Brandon would say. You don't have to worry. His word is a Biden.
If you can't understand how gas is down 86 cents a gallon from what it used to be, even though it's still up $2 a gallon from what it used to be, then you are never going to understand Biden voter math.
All I know is he's bragging about it's under $4 in a lot of places. I remember when Trump was president, at the end, that it was under $2 in a lot of places. That's all I care about. Limerick Guy says, Howie, you are giving the Up Your Alley Festival a bum rap. Yeah, I guess I am.
Look, all I'm saying is that if I got my dog 3 rabies shots in a year and he still got rabies, I'd be asking some pretty hard questions.
That's a good point. But Brandon said if you get the vaccination, you won't have to worry about COVID anymore. And now he's tested positive. He's had 2 shots and 2 boosters. four, count them, four, and he has tested positive 7 days in a row.
Thank God for that Paxlovid.
Do you realize if he tests positive for four more days in a row, he will have tested positive for as many days in a row as Bill Russell won NBA championships when he was playing for the Boston Celtics.
Does Biden get a banner?
Not. He gets a, in, maybe in the basement somewhere, not in the rafters.
Some of my coworkers have caught Biden pox as a result of working from their basements. Symptoms include babbling incoherently and proclaiming they are the vice president. Sorry, folks, there's no cure.
Yeah, he had another slight problem with that today. Cut 11. This was what he was talking about, the jobs report here.
You know, I know most families are focused on just putting three meals on the table, taking care of their kids and paying their bills. Helping you do that is my job. That's a president's job as well.
Has he talked with the president about that? I mean, did the president assign you to do that, Brandon?
Thank you for attending our hearing, Director Ray. For the record, could you please state your full name?
No comment.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I can't comment on that.
Is there anything you can tell us?
No comment.
That about sums it up. It went on for hours, and finally he fled to his private jet, claiming he had to take off. And God bless Senator Grassley for calling him out on it. Like, what's the rush? You got your own jet.
Has Dick Cheney never heard the idiomatic expression, those who live in glass houses should not throw stones?
That's a good way to put it. We're going to go through his description of Trump as a coward. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black.
Muriel Bowser was for illegal immigration before she was against it.
Yeah. You know, she didn't want to call out the National Guard on January 6th. But she wants to call out the National Guard to protect against all these undocumented Democrats that she proclaimed her love and affection for so endlessly over the past few years.
Kamala and I are running in 2024. Me for vice president and she for president. And switching positions seems like a good idea.
By the way, the IRS, speaking of the IRS, has also been buying a lot of ammunition. Have you seen this? Matt Gaetz from Florida introduced a bill this week that would ban the IRS from purchasing any more ammunition. He calls it the Disarm the IRS Act. Since the agency has already acquired up to 5 million rounds, This year alone, the agency has purchased at least $725,000 worth of bullets. All right, go ahead.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and take a message, leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. May or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, you just wanted to hear more chump line messages, we have a second chump line every day with the unused messages. It's called Chop Chumps. You can get it every evening around 7 o'clock weeknights. At wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. It's the second chump line of the day. The chump line is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one.
DeSantis has got the cojones to get rid of Soros' cronies, exposing the libs and all of their fibs and showing the world they're all phonies.
It looks like history is repeating itself. Today's Today's Biden's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter's. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half their value. The price of oil quadrupled, the economy tanked, and inflation ran rampant. Those who owned precious metals in the 70s saw the value of their gold rise over 1,300%. The big difference between Carter and Biden was Carter wasn't trying to legislate the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital money, as Democrats are attempting to do today. What we are seeing is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Some analysts predict gold as high as $5,000. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in just 3 years. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. Call 888-617-7994 and ask for their free guide. Again, 888-617-7994 or visit them at monetarygold.com/Howie. That's monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase.
Get ready, pal!
Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Where would you like Texas to send busloads of illegal aliens? The Hamptons, Martha's Vineyard, New York City, Rehoboth Beach, or Washington, D.C.?
I'm sticking with Martha's Vineyard.
40% say Martha's Vineyard, 32% say D.C., 17% say Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
John Kerry and Barack Obama will be very happy to have you there. Believe me, you can. My word is a Biden. I'm going to say that all the time. Carol, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, Howie. I wanted to say a few things. One is that you definitely need a passport to get to Canada.
Yeah.
I've been there in the past 7 years to visit my family, and I had to have a passport. You also now need some kind of proof that you've had a COVID vaccination. I don't know how
God.
Long it will last, but... I know, isn't that awful? Well, they've got a tyrant running the country.
Right.
And I want to say a quick caveat emptor for people who think that all of these people flooding this country is an okay thing. Firstly, this country's broke, so we can't afford to support these people. We're the brokest country in the world in all of history and all of the whole wide world ever. But secondly, if you look at England, in countries like Telford and Rochdale and Oxford even, there are grooming gangs of men who have gone
right.
there that are like Pakistani Muslims who are sexually assaulting girls as young as 9 years old. And nobody's doing anything about it. You know, hopefully it would be different in this country. But given the political climate here, you may be hard-pressed to defend yourself if there are people like that in your community. And they think this is perfectly acceptable because these girls are non-Muslim.
Well, they're telling in Sweden and some of the European countries, they're telling women to dress more quote unquote modestly so that they won't inflame the passions of these newcomers. And it's just it's you're right. It's been a total disaster. And somebody texted me earlier and said, you know, that guy Joel who called earlier and said, some of them want to work. Some of them want to work, but you know, we can't be taking in, you know, one that wants to work and 10 that don't want to work or 10 that don't have the skills to do anything. They're just going to become, dependent on the welfare state. And if you come into a place and, you know, you become accustomed to having the government pay for all your bills. I mean, how likely is it that you're ever going to get off the dole? I mean, look, we've had people, when COVID came in, we had people that stopped working and got high welfare payments. They've never gone back to work. And guess what? Millions of them are never going to go back to work. It's a big problem. Why are we importing more people that don't want to work? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know what time it is. It's Friday evening, the third hour of the show. That means it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the Police Blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, the duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories involving the local...
Let's go while we're young!
There was no need for that. I was just going to try to speed it up this week.
Oh, really? Were you?
All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories from the local daily or weekly newspaper or the internet, increasingly, to grace@howiecarshow.com. All it has to be is a little bit funny. And a little bit clean, because I sent Grace some really funny ones this week, and she had no interest in getting into them.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
You don't like bestiality
some
stories?
Some of the bestiality ones I really can't read during the dinner hour. I think it upsets people, for good reason.
All right. At least no one tried to marry the dog, like it happened in Dover Foxcroft many years ago. And I got the guy to call in, the guy who wanted to marry the dog? The guy who shot his son who wanted to marry a dog.
Oh, wow.
He was out on bail.
Okay, well, we have the runners up, and if you won, you'll get a Kennedy Babylon 1, but these people do not win a prize.
But, by the way, if you want to send in your entries for next week, your funny Police Blotter Facts Friday stories, send them to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com. Our fax number, 857-284-8864.
Yes. I'm wearing the same outfit I wore last week. I just realized.
The stripes. Invisible stripes.
Naked man dancing with handgun on highway.
I guess it wasn't a concealed weapon.
No, this happened in Cadillac.
Ha, 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 ha.
Cadillac, Michigan. The man was seen dancing and doing push-ups in the middle of the highway while holding a handgun and wearing no clothing, according to witnesses on the scene. Push-ups. I don't do a push-up contest. After receiving...
It was kind of a combination Joe and a combination Hunter. Because he had a gun. He was doing push-ups and he had a gun.
And he was naked.
And he was naked.
That is more... And that's a little bit of both.
Both of them like to be naked.
Wow, really good call, Howard. You're on today. After receiving many calls about the potentially dangerous situation unfolding, deputies arrived on the scene and took a 46-year-old man into custody. As I said...
I hope they got the right one.
He was dancing and doing push-ups in the middle of the highway while holding a handgun and wearing no clothes. Woman touches donuts, punches deputy at Naples Dunkin' Donuts.
Grace, come on, get with it. It's Dunkin'.
No, this says Dunkin' Donuts. Someone's
got a problem.
You should be yelling at NBC. I'm not in charge of what they put out. A Naples woman has been arrested after causing a scene and striking a deputy at a Naples bakery.
They call it a bakery? That's a stretch.
Brandy Coffill was reported to have entered the bakery and began touching the donuts on display and pushed the supervisor. She also accosted and touched an employee's motorcycle, according to the report.
She touched it? Did she grope it?
When deputies approached Coffill,
I thought the
CDC tailpipe.
The CDC said, "Don't touch your partner's private parts."
She was laying on the sidewalk towards the back of the building and had a strong odor of alcohol coming from her. She also had difficulty speaking. As the responding deputies who had previous run-ins with Caulfield attempted to assist her, she struck one of them with a closed fist. So they knew who she was. They were like, hi, Brandy.
By the way, Grace, I have another update. Just came over the wire. Try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of CNN. Former CNN anchor Felicia Taylor, I'm not familiar with her, was arrested for an alleged hit and run in Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh boy, your neck of the woods.
Yes, she was driving her white Mercedes, causing injury to the other driver. 57 years old, and they did not smell alcohol on her breath. She said she was coming back from the colony, and then when confronted with the fact that the colony hotel was closed, Felicia Taylor, this is CNN, did not have a response.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a weak alibi. You can't say you're coming from a place that shut down.
Her Mercedes was hauled away by police who found a bottle of white wine that was three-quarters full.
Oh, no.
Plus a silver thermos that was also three-quarters full of an unknown alcoholic beverage. I'm going to guess vodka. Both the wine bottle and the thermos were wedged behind the passenger seat and were out of reach of the driver.
Hmm. Okay, Australia fines air traveler nearly $2,000 for carrying undeclared McMuffins.
You were lucky you weren't arrested coming back from McDonald's this afternoon.
Oh, you have to put it all over for publication, my dietary issues here. It's not my fault.
You were bragging about coming back.
I had heartburn because I had French fries, and I told you about it, and now you're telling everybody. And you so smugly said to me, oh, I can't eat McDonald's. Ugh.
By the way, Felicia Taylor, this wasn't her first run-in with the...
Operation Change the Subject over here.
I'm just trying to get all this stuff in. Felicia Taylor was previously arrested.
Jean-Pierre.
She was arrested in 2015 for drunk driving in the Hamptons. She was busted with a blood alcohol level more than three times the legal limit. The Hamptons and Palm Beach. Mercedes. Silver thermos. She has a little yappy dog. There's a picture of the little yappy dog.
Don't bring the dog into
this. I think
this.
She's one of the beautiful people.
Howard, I just read you a headline about McMuffins, and you didn't even... I teed it up for you. It was the perfect opportunity, and you missed it. Do you want me to read it to you again?
No, I saw it. It's in a foreign land, though. You would never be arrested for that in the United States.
Howie, I'm going to say this again. Australia?
Crikey, mate!
Jeez Louise! Just when I thought you were on today, you blow that one up. Australia fines air traveler nearly $2,000 for carrying undeclared McMuffins.
Value money prices are out of hand.
A detector dog named...
So much for the dollar menu.
It is so expensive.
What was the dog's name?
I got French fries and a Coke today. It was over $5 for French fries and a Coke.
You didn't get large fries, or it would have been a lot more than that.
I got medium.
So what was the dog's name?
Zenta. He sniffed out the passenger's backpack after...
How much do you get fined? I don't like egg McMuffins. How much do you get fined if you have a sausage and egg biscuit?
It doesn't say, but they found a ham croissant. McMuffins and a ham croissant. Ugh, I don't like the sound of that either.
No.
Florida man known as Redbeard accused of stealing roommate's $1,800 parrot.
Really?
A Florida Keys man with a pirate's nickname is accused of stealing his roommate's pricey parrot, which was later found wounded.
Was there a pirate named Bluebeard? I thought the pirate was named Bluebeard or Blackbeard. I'd never heard of a Redbeard pirate.
Well, now you have.
I think someone just didn't know their pirate history.
Can we get a fact check on that, sir? Can we look up Redbeard, please? Justin Peters of Summerland Key was arrested Tuesday. Now, the parrot's 37-year-old owner suspected in June that her roommate had stolen her pet. She claimed
What's the parrot's name?
We're going to get to that in 1 second here. She claimed she repeatedly told Peters, who goes by the name Redbeard, to leave the bird alone and that he didn't have permission to take it out of its cage. A witness reported seeing Peters at a bus stop near his business. His name is Polly.
That's not his name.
That's his name.
Mediterranean pirate, Barbarossa, translation, Red Beard.
Okay, I stand corrected. He's not a Keys. He's not a Caribbean pirate like the ones I'm familiar with.
Excuse me. I bet he eats McDonald's, too, and drinks Bush beer. Oh.
Man. I bet it was a parakeet. It wasn't even a real parrot.
No, listen to this. This is actually pretty crazy. A witness reported seeing Peters at a bus stop near his business. The witness said they later noticed that Peters was gone, but there was a red parrot on the bench. He took the parrot and called the deputies.
You know who turned him in? A canary.
Oh, good one. You are. These are pretty good, Howie. The sad part about this is, though, is that the parrot was really beat up and wounded, so they had to take him to the vet. So I hope he's okay. Alligator caught in Georgia Dollar Tree store's parking lot.
In Georgia?
In Georgia.
Must be coastal Georgia, like Savannah, somewhere like that.
Augusta.
That's inland, isn't it?
An unexpected shopper. Well, maybe he was, maybe he's on one of the golf courses, one of the ponds.
The Masters.
Yeah.
A master gator at the Masters.
An unexpected shopper made quite a stir when they showed up at a Dollar Tree in Augusta, Georgia. A 4-foot-long alligator.
That's kind of small by the recent standards of police blotter Facts Friday.
Yeah, well, I just typed an alligator into Google and just picked this one out.
You just wanted an alligator story for the week?
Yeah, because I'd like to have one story where we can go. Naked couple filmed having rooftop sex during record heat wave. This happened in the UK. It was one of the hottest days in history, and the brazen Brits were busted by a worker watching from the window of a nearby office building. The spectator recorded the romp on their phone before posting the frisky footage to Twitter.
Was it a Randy romp?
It was a Randy romp. It's like, it's more just the heat, you know? I saw the picture, it was kind of blurred out, but all I could think of was, woof. It's hot just to walk down to your car, let alone to do that.
Do I make you horny, baby?
Lady Lake Woman.
Yeah, baby.
Polly wants a doctor. Polly wants an alibi.
Lady Lake Woman arrested after brawl
Lady Lake?
Lady Lake.
Where's this?
This would be in California. A Lady Lake woman was arrested after brawl over car keys.
Yes.
The woman, Rachel Marina Dyer, told police that she was trying to take the keys away from him because he did not have a valid driver's license. It was a male who lives in her home. That's all.
About two-thirds of the people in California don't have valid driver's licenses because they're illegal aliens. They do have welfare cards,
though. Oh, I'm sorry, Howie. I'm sorry. This Lady Lake is Florida. She's a California native. So that clarifies that. She said she had been unable to reach the keys due to the male's height, so she punched him on the side of the head before...
She'd been unable to reach the keys?
Yeah.
What, did her car break down in Miami?
The male threw the keys under the refrigerator before calling law enforcement. The old toss them under the fridge. Works every time.
All right. Is that it?
Well, I have two winners, but I figure we should wait till the other side.
Would you like some more recommendations on how to handle monkeypox from the CDC?
Sure. Can never have too many.
Again, these are direct quotes. Remember to wash your hands, fetish gear, sex toys, and any fabrics, bedding, towels, clothing after having sex.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Dr. Walensky continued. Consider having sex with your clothes on or covering areas where rash is present, reducing as much skin-to-skin contact as possible. It goes on from there, but it is the dinner hour.
Do
I make you horny, baby?
I don't think this is making anybody horny. All right, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
919 says... This is a question for Dr. Walensky. Is it still okay for those infected with monkeypox to attend church or a loved one's funeral? Only if you leave your fetish gear in the car. All right, back to Police Blotter Facts Friday with Austin Powers.
Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. Warm weather is here, and you can enjoy great food and cocktails on one of their patios throughout the Northeast. Or if you want to stay inside, stay cool, they have beautiful restaurants, big open kitchens, and it's a great place to go. To find a location near you, go to 110grill.com. All righty. Iowa retiree in golf cart arrested after driving along the highway.
Is this in the Villages?
This is from the Villages.
Did you Google? Golf cart or Villages?
Villages. Always Villages. But, you know, golf cart wouldn't be bad either.
They came out with the circulations of all the leading newspapers in the country. The only major newspaper that went up in circulation was the one that circulates in the Villages.
It makes sense why. They're content creators. They know what they're doing. Yeah.
It would be a good... Can you imagine the Police Blotter in the Villages newspaper? Must take up the whole paper.
Oh, yeah. Every day they got new ones. A lot of them take place outside of, like, markets, supermarkets, you know.
Licensed establishments,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Yeah.
A retiree in a golf cart was arrested on a drunk driving charge. Alan Burdett Russell, who lives in Lady Lake, was driving a beige...
Another Lady Lake?
Lady Lake. Was driving
Lady Lake.
Was driving a beige Yamaha golf cart shortly before 10 p.m.
Oh, we have colors and models now of the golf carts.
A traffic stop was initiated at Discount Tobacco. The overwhelming aroma of alcohol was emanating from Russell's person.
Unlike Felicia Taylor down south a little ways in Palm Beach in her Mercedes.
He later admitted he had consumed 6 shots of gin and a couple of beers. He nearly fell over during the sobriety.
He must have been loaded if he admitted to that.
Yeah. Florida woman driving golf cart on I-95 arrested for DUI. A Central Florida woman.
I-95 in Florida?
A Central Florida woman was arrested Saturday evening for allegedly driving a golf cart on I-95 while under the influence.
She had to be under the influence to be in a golf cart on 95.
Diana Hawk of Barefoot Bay was passed out behind the wheel. A semi-truck driver.
Diana Hawk.
She saw the driver of the golf cart, later identified as Diana Hawk. She then guided Hawk off the road and took the keys to the golf cart from her. A law enforcement spoke with Hawk about what happened. She said she was trying to get to another highway and told troopers it was legal to drive a golf cart on I-95 because she saw it in the news. She smelled of alcoholic drink, and troopers later found an open alcohol bottle of, any guesses, gentlemen?
Smirnoff.
Yeah, vodka.
Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah. Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah, due to her being argumentative and combative.
Does she know former Governor Weld?
Troopers were unable to administer field sobriety exercises for safety reasons.
Would you like to take the sidewalk Olympics on the side of I-95? I don't think so.
No, and not after some Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire. Thanks, Howie.
Thank you, Grace. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.